She was dressed to kill in a dress so tight. She was down to fuck, no front, no fight. She had good luck, I stayed the night. Saw her every night that week. Did the dates, had lots to eat. Matching cards, matching treats. She my girl, she got my keys. Now we texting baby pics. Now romance ain't getting mixed. Now we need it, little dick. And now I seen you after it. Boy, I seen you passing by. Boy, you should keep this a try. We curious, we talking by. And make this right angle.
That was Triangle by rapper Boyfriend off of her latest album, Love Your Boyfriend, Part 3. This is Dysfunctional Podcast. I am Jesus Figueroa at Dysfunctional of Dysfunctional.com. And today we have for you an interview I did with the cabaret rapper Boyfriend. Well, I just finished listening to your album once again because I find it phenomenal. I've been trying to pick one song which I really like and I really can't. I'm stuck between Triangle, Hey Girl, and Lean. Like,
nice.
Which song?
You like Lean?
Yes, I like Lean. It's pretty cool. It's different. It's unique. Which song are you most proud of out of this album?
Oh, that's such an unfair question. I'm going to have to dodge that one. But I'm flattered to hear that you're listening and that you're even more than listening, enjoying.
I am enjoying. It's a unique style. It's different. It's not what I'm used to hearing. How did you get to this point in your career?
Well, as far as that album goes, it was meant to not sound like what you're used to hearing. So I'm glad that that rings true for you. I was listening to music with a more critical ear than I typically have been. And I think that's due to a few different factors, but one of them being I've been listening to a lot of old music from like the 60s. And noticing how the messaging was very unhealthy, and this image of love that they were depicting was one that I didn't think was an ideal image of love, and it involved a lot of codependency and women leaning on men and being desperate without their man, and I'm going to die if it's not my man on the phone, and all of that. And I was just thinking, oh, well, that was the past, you know, like feminism wasn't what it is today, and that's probably why, and decided, you know, that train of thought might be a cop-out, and so I started listening more critically to music that I heard on the radio today, and found that the messages weren't all that different, and that it perhaps is something bigger than feminism. It's more about our general conception of love and what a healthy relationship is, and so I set out to write these songs as my contribution to that sort of ongoing, clamorous conversation about love that all these songs seem to be having with each other.
These songs, right away, I was hooked, and I kept on listening to more and more of your stuff, and there's something about them that just, I can't even describe it, it just sinks in with you. And from what I read, you're even better live. How does, you know, being on stage affect you, and how do you give that shocking, amazing performance every single time?
I guess a certain aspect of it is harnessing the fear that keeps other people from getting on stage. You know, there's something that makes some people want to be on stage and other people not want to be on stage. And so those of us that want to be on stage, I think it's because we take that energy and channel it and harness it. And at the end of the day, I might be the one with the microphone in my hand, but that's really the only difference. You know, I'm facing one direction and everyone else is facing the other direction. Otherwise, like, we're all just human. We're just people. So I'm not afraid of all the people I'm in front of. It's just my turn to have something to say. And so because of that absence of fear, I think I'm able to just get up here and present what I have to say and share my ideas with them.
I have a big respect for people who could get on stage. Not everybody can do it. And every time I go to a show, I want to see a show. And usually a lot of bands just decide, I'm just going to stand up here and play my instrument. How are you different from that? How do you make yourself be different from just standing up there and singing?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head when you said you want to see a show. And that's the word that I prefer to use versus concert. A concert is where you go to hear music. A show is something you go to see and experience. And that's why I call my show Rap Cabaret, and my entire genre is I consider it rap cabaret because it's more than just something that you hear. You know, there's theatrical elements to it so that you leave having seen a full production. I always have costume changes and set pieces on stage with me to make it a little bit more than that C word concert.
You've also been called the feminist rapper, a femme fatale. Where do you see yourself?
Well, I definitely am a feminist, but I wouldn't say like I sit down to write and think, I'm going to write a feminist song. It's more of just I'm writing what my truth is, and as a woman, having observed certain things and experienced things and lived certain things, my truth ends up being in line with the feminist agenda, because that's just my version of reality. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, that it makes a lot of sense, because in Hollywood, in music, you're getting to see a lot of people talking about how women are getting better roles, having stronger part in the entertainment industry. But it's like, it's different because a lot of these roles actually just show real women. Do you feel like your music portrays what real women or a real female artist would be singing about?
I guess it's not really fair for me to try and define what real is, because I think that, or for anyone too, for that matter, because, you know, real for one person might mean I drive a minivan, I take my kids to soccer practice, whereas real for me means that I wear my curlers in front of 100 people and get into my underwear. So, you know, like, whatever your reality might be, I don't think it's limited to what someone else's concept of what a real woman is. And that's kind of, I think, part of the narrative of feminism, right, is that it's like opening it up so that a woman can just be a human being instead of being, quote-unquote, a woman, and however that is defined. You know, like, first Lena Dunham was being real, and then now Broad City Girls are being real, or maybe Tina Fey is being real. But, like, what makes them real? Because they're funny? Like, are they more real than somebody who's just being sexy? Like, are women not allowed to be sexy anymore? Like, I think that we get way too caught up in defining what a woman is, and in the meantime, we're just, like, reinforcing the bars that are already there, rather than just being like, yeah, just do you. Like, some people want to get plastic surgery and look sexy that way. Other people want to raise kids and have a family, and either one's completely valid.
That is very true. I was kind of sad to see that you don't have a stop in your tour in Los Angeles or anywhere in California. But where?
I know, it's a bummer.
Where can fans go see you?
Oh, well, I guess my website's the best place because that's where I'm available 24/7. It's imyourboyfriend.com.
Perfect. Well, I look forward to one day hopefully seeing one of your shows and experiencing.
Absolutely. Well, I'm sure it'll happen. I mean, LA's it's no city to shake a stick at, so we'll be hitting it soon, I'm sure.
Sounds great. Thank you very much for your time, and I hope you have a great success with your career.
Thank you very much. I'm glad that you've been enjoying the CD. Well, I guess you can listen to it online. If you don't mind just sending your mailing address to Amber, we'll send you a hard copy of the CD as well.
Sounds great. Check more of my stuff out at dysfunctional.com. Follow me on social media at dysfunctional on Twitter and Instagram, Dysfunctional LA on Facebook, and check out more of my stuff here on Audioboom. She likes me well.